A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Every time I hear this familiar scripture passage, I envision the mountain where Jesus spoke. We remember that in scripture, mountains are often special places where God is revealed. I see loads of people sitting around listening to Jesus. The disciples and lots of ordinary folks are there, people like you and me, people searching for truth, searching for the key to happiness, healing, and peace. They listen to Jesus declare how blessed or happy people are. Those who are poor in spirit, merciful, humble, pure of heart. This isn't usual thinking. And then the woes. Woe to those who are rich, well-fed, powerful, famous. Jesus is taking convention and turning it on its head with these very challenging words. Initially, they don't make sense. But after a while, their meaning dawns on the disciples. Jesus was speaking about them at their best. He was speaking about them at their fullest, truest self. He was speaking about all the good yet to be discovered in each of them, all the possibilities for them to be different people. Jesus was giving his listeners a framework to live by, an opportunity to be a blessing. Of course, not every one of them or every one of us can claim to be poor in spirit, merciful, pure of heart. But the Beatitudes call us forth. They stretch us. They inspire us to be our best. To be a blessing. They invoke a response in our hearts and compel us to act, maybe in a way we've never thought of before. These Beatitudes are not out of reach. Don't we know persons of humility, ministers of compassion, friends who are pure of heart? Their presence and activity among us is a sign of God's blessing and a call to each of us to conform our everyday lives more to these values of God's reign. I'm reading John O'Donohue's book, To Bless the Space Between Us. He reminds us that blessing is a way of life. a lens through which the whole world is transformed. Blessing is where God's presence is found, in the midst of our daily experiences. That's the blessing Jesus was talking about on the mountaintop that day. These Beatitudes are calling us back to the power of blessing and being blessed, calling us to be God's reign in our daily lives. Let's call each other to be blessing today, signs of God's presence wherever we find ourselves.